Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Commandment number 169. Thou shalt remember, do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. When it comes to saving money, my OGs will know that this concept is far from my forte. While my current financial situation is nowhere near as dire as it used to be, it's also nowhere near as robust as it should be, especially considering how many years I've actually been in the workforce for now. So in a bid to get my head and my finances in the game, I called on my friend Brooke to ask her advice on where to splurge versus where to save. Full disclaimer, we did have a couple of margaritas before we recorded this episode, so please take this advice with a grain of salt. And if you want to play along at home, also take it with some fresh lime and tequila.
Oh, you just cracked that glass.
Red wine. Red on the floor.
Red wine.
If that is not the perfect start to the first podcast I've ever recorded whilst inebriated.
Oh, doll. We had way too much to drink tonight. And here we are recording, so hopefully it turns out okay.
I wouldn't say it was way too much. I mean, we had a couple of Aperols, a few mugs, a couple of glasses of wine.
We're in our 30s. It's different. It's different now.
We don't have kids. No responsibilities.
It's Sunday tomorrow. Don't have to be anywhere. Really? Actually, no, I do. I've got an 8 a.m. spin class.
Same. I've got an 8 a.m. walk.
So I've... and if I cancel now...
You'll get charged.
$20.
I think that's good.
Actually, is it 20? Yeah, it's 20 on a weekend. Sorry, it's 10 during the week, 20 on the weekend. So
I actually like that accountability. I like that accountability because my gym does the same thing. It's a flat rate. It's $10 no matter the day, weekday or weekend. But I like that accountability. Not that I'd ever cancel a class, ever.
No, even not if last, you have to pay for it.
No, I mean, last weekend I was so hungover. I hadn't drunk in, 6 weeks. Yes. And I did a sober 6 weeks, and then I had a couple of wines on Friday night, and I still made it to my Saturday morning class at F45, and I stopped tickling my foot. I got 45 minutes through the 1 hour class, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was going to vomit.
Well, of course, you had a break. That's like...
But I was fine for the first 45. It was like adrenaline. I was running on for the first 45 minutes. In the last 15 minutes, it was like, what are you doing?
But seriously, 2 weeks ago, I broke my thumb.
And yeah, it's gnarly. I've seen it.
And tomorrow is my first, like, crazy class.
Back
since then.
What have you been doing exercise-wise since you broke your thumb?
Squats. Squats and walks, babe.
Squats where? Here?
Just in this apartment. Just squatting. Just like a mad woman. Just
squatting and walking.
Because I've had to really make sure that my body's...
Healing.
Yeah. But it's feeling good. It doesn't look good, but it's feeling good.
Yeah, I was going to say I love you, but it's not looking good.
So it's my first spin class tomorrow, and I'm not... One, I'm not missing it, but two, I'm not paying $20 if I had to cancel.
No.
So maybe one or two more wines and after this, and then I've got to really get to bed and get ready for that class.
I mean, it is quite ironic given the topic today is splurge versus save and things that you splurge on versus things that you save on. Now,
late fees are not something I'll splurge on.
I feel like it could have been like 3 or 4 wines ago now. I told you that Damon and I are pretty serious about buying property. So we are now going down the savings route and we are getting very serious about getting like a good, beefy, solid deposit together.
Time to save.
Which means no more splurging. So basically, as a bit of a property, a bit of a property mogul, one might say, you've been there, done that a few times now. I just want to kind of, before I commit to a budget, I want to kind of gauge where you spend money or splurge on things versus where you really skimp and save. And I know that you have given me a lot of good tips before on saving money. So I kind of wanted to go through a couple of different like columns.
Yeah, good idea. To kind of
just gauge it.
Yes, I think that's fantastic.
I think the best place to start would be beauty, because I think as a woman, that is a big one where a lot of money goes into, but also where a lot of money can be saved. As you and I found out, particularly through COVID, we did realize that there are definitely things we can live without.
Oh, that was a
game changer.
Game changer.
Yeah.
And look,
let's start with pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. And let's preface this, but I'm no, I'm not experienced in the beauty industry. I'm no beautician, or I have no idea, but I guess pre-COVID, loved being blonde.
Same.
Okay, loved it.
Pre-COVID, I was basically platinum blonde.
Like pre-COVID, so were you. Blonde me up, baby. But when the hairdressers are closed and the regrowth's growing, you can't. The blonde's growing out at a rapid rate.
Okay, let's talk about for a minute though. Let's take COVID out of the picture. I feel like pre-COVID, I was getting eyelash extensions every 3 weeks. I was getting S&S manicures every 2 weeks. I was getting
pedicures?
Pedicures every... Oh, pedicures, I reckon you can stretch out to a month. So probably every 4 weeks I was getting pedicures. Yeah. I was getting my hair blonded every, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks.
Eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. I stopped getting my eyebrows done a while ago. But when I was a lot younger, I used to get my eyebrows done every 6 weeks at the brow bar. And I'm not meaning to throw anybody under the bus here, but way back when, and I'm talking like 8 years ago, it was $80 to get your eyebrows waxed. That was without a tint, and you did not even get so little as a glass of water. Now, I don't know if things have changed at the brow bar, but I learned to live without my eyebrows a long time ago. And you actually, you out of everyone taught me, now I just tint them with 1,000-hour lash tint that you buy for $20 for a whole box from Chemist Warehouse. Best. You do those maybe, I reckon to get like really premium looking brows, you do it like once every 2 to 3 weeks. You just put a little tint on them.
Every 2 weeks on a Thursday is my ritual.
And I find that if you put tint on them, you can then see where to pluck around where the tint is. So you still get that flaky shape. And then I know you like to use Pears soap instead of laminating them to keep them held up. But what I do is I use a toothbrush and I spray hairspray on the toothbrush and then I comb them up so they stick up. Because I don't like mine. The reason I don't get them laminated is I don't like the look of like fully sticky uppy eyebrows.
No, I don't like that either. And if I'm going to the gym or going for a walk in the morning, I'll do my like Nivea or Vaseline, whatever, like lips. Chapstick. And I'll do chapstick on the lips and chapstick on the brows.
Do you do chapstick on the brows to go for a morning walk when no one can see you?
Yeah, just to give it a bit of a, you know, that kind of look.
Just looking flaky for the morning birds.
We have to. Love you got to. Tenerife, darling. Got to.
But also I think that when it comes to splurging on beauty things, like do you spend a lot of money on skincare and makeup? Because I find that the older you get, I feel like a lot of people start to take their money away from like the makeup, fake tan kind of thing and put it more onto skincare, because people say that, you know, they want to preserve their face, and the more they like put into their skin, the less they need to try and cover their skin.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I do. Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like now that I'm older, my skin has become very sensitive.
Same. I'm so like a Cetaphil gal.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, for me, Dermaveen, I use Skinstitute, but, like, I don't find, like, I can use Dermaveen to wash my face with makeup. I find it amazing how sensitive my skin's got.
Oh, so, mine is too. I can't even get a facial. Like, a lot of girls that I work with are like, I'm going to treat myself this week and get a facial. I can't do that because I would break out in hives.
Like, I get a microdermabrasion.
I used to get that, and extractions when I had acne. I used to love that.
I get a microdermabrasion, like, once a month, which keeps my skin looking Like, no, but when I, you're like, you're looking at me like that. But I do that because I know that that's going to help my skin.
Yes.
But then I can use the Dermaveen and I can use the basic kind of products through the month and then have that as my, like, moment of just getting rid of all of the bits and pieces that I've accumulated over the the time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So really that's kind of cheaper than spending. Like, I'm not one of those girls spending $1,000 a week on, like, face creams and washes and masks and
God, neither. And, like, products. I and my people would die if they knew that I bought my face products and my moisturizer from the supermarket.
It's like chemistry house is where I get mine.
And the other day they were on sale and I went to the shops without a bag, and I'm very passionate about not buying bags, but I don't need one. And I came back in and I walked in and Demi was like, what are you doing? And I had like nine, my face wash was on sale. It's $4 full price.
What is it?
So imagine, it's called like Aveeno or something. I get it from Woolies. Oh, Aveeno or something?
Yeah, Aveeno.
But it was down to like $2.50 a bottle. So I took what was left on the shelf.
Where's mine? Did she buy me a bottle?
Babe, come over. I'll give you some party treats.
Mm.
But I have to say, when it comes to makeup, I am not good at applying makeup, nor do I really care about makeup. I buy all of my lipsticks from Sports Girl, which are like $14. I buy my foundation, which is just a Maybelline cheapie. I think it's like $14 full price.
Babe, I'm the same. So but sorry to all our MUAs out there. You and I are just like Chemist Warehouse kind of gals.
But mascara.
What?
I draw the line at mascara. I used to buy Chanel mascara because I feel like I've always had a thing about my lashes. You know how everyone has that one thing on their face they like to accentuate? So for me, it is my eyelashes, but I don't like to wear like eyeshadow or anything. So I just find that like mascara is what does it for me. And I used to buy Chanel mascara because I find it quite thick and I have long eyelashes, but I need to apply a lot of coats. But then one of my girlfriends, Nikki, actually, who used to be in beauty therapy, she incorrect grammar. God, I'm drunker than I thought. Bought me a tube of Too Faced Better Than Sex mascara. And honestly, that was a game changer for me.
And is that what you use now?
So many people ask me what mascara I use, particularly since I stopped getting lash extensions. And everyone's like, you don't even need lash extensions. What are you talking about? I'm telling you, it is because I splurge on Too Faced Better Than Sex mascara. And it is like, I think it's $50 or $60 a tube. Like, it's not cheap.
It looks better than sex.
It's not cheap, but it is
worth every...
I mean, a boy wouldn't give a fuck what mascara you were wearing.
No, but
if my boyfriend does frequently say, you have nice big eyes. And he wouldn't say that if I wasn't wearing this mascara.
But I, like, I'm looking at them now, staring into your eyes and sign me up. Like, how do I get that mascara? Where do I buy it from?
The shops.
Like, which shop?
I think it's from David Jones. Either. I'm pretty sure. It's like a beauty counter. It's like a Benefit
Too Faced. Okay, well, we won't talk about my mascara then because that's just straight from Chemist Warehouse.
Before this, I used to buy mascara that was $4.99 from Priceline. What? Do you know the brand Essence?
Oh, stop.
I love that. They used to have the best lip gloss. $2.50 for lip gloss. The mascara, it came in a green thick tube and it was $2.50.
Loved it. See? Perfect. Well, see, you know how like you're the eye kind of girl. I love the lips. Like, nothing.
You do have a good collection of lipsticks.
If I'm not feeling great and I put on a beautiful red lip, I feel like I can conquer the world. It's just like my confidence boost.
Because you are good at wearing lipstick to work, because we used to work together and I feel like you used to frequently come to the office in a different colored lip every day and I would kind of know your vibe based on what lip color you're wearing.
That's so
sometimes
true.
It would be like a dark plum and sometimes it would be like a big beautiful fuchsia or sometimes like a lovely tangerine, and I could almost gauge your mood and your vibe from your lipstick. But I feel like for me, lipstick, because I buy a cheap Sports Girl lippy, is probably the one makeup thing, because I'm not good at makeup, that distinguishes my weekday makeup from my weekend makeup, because I don't and haven't ever worn lipstick to work, but I do wear lipstick a lot in my personal life.
Yeah. Oh, I love a lipstick. And also, speaking of makeup, YouTube for me. That's how I learned how to do eyeshadow.
Really?
Babe, I'm shocking with makeup. It's never my thing. And I prefer on a weekend, like, wearing no makeup on a Saturday and Sunday is everything.
Mm.
I just prefer not to have anything on my face.
Yeah.
Which I never thought I'd be like that. Because when you're younger, you wouldn't leave the house typically without makeup.
On. There were some days when I was young that I would straighten my hair and put makeup on just to do a uni assignment at home.
Oh, I feel like pathetic. I'm the same. Now I'm like, oh, I hang for just no makeup. Oh, dream.
So you don't have any big blue, like, beauty splurges?
Not really. It used to be my nails and laser hair removal.
But
definitely the tox. Yeah, come on.
Well, I was going to say, I'm actually booked in to get my lips done next week. I only get them done like once every year and a half to 2 years. So really, when you think about cost per wear, you wear them every day. It's not that much money. But I find that people are one or the other.
Yeah, I just... Yeah, pre-COVID, I was doing a lot of nails, hair, and not a lot. But now I'm just like, you know, I paint my own nails, hands and toes. I don't get shellac. I don't get any of that. I don't get my eyelashes done. My eyebrows are tattooed on. So I do need to, like, tint them and whatever. Hair, look, it's getting to a point in time where... I'm getting greys and I hate to admit it, but it's happening. So I need to, a hair appointment isn't just like a nice to have. It's a must have.
It's an essential.
Or else I'm probably going to just.
I mean, I said to you earlier when we were at dinner that I think that I want to go dark brunette again. And you said, don't make any rash decisions. But before I went blonde, I used to dye my own hair out of a box. Brown.
Yeah. Oh, me too as a kid. Not
I
now.
I wasn't a kid. Nah. See, I'd be scared to do it now, but I feel like because I don't have grey hair yet, touch wood, I could...
Here's some wood. Touch onto it.
I could go brown. I also want bang. I want a curtain fringe bangs.
I'm not letting you. We've talked about this tonight in great detail. Your hair's perfect. You're keeping it.
But what about if I go to like... S&S or like...
We're not doing any of it.
It's $15.
You're not doing... Everything's perfect. It's perfect.
I'm going through something.
You don't need bangs to go through whatever you're going through because you'll look at yourself and be like, what have I effing done to myself? And for all those girls out there with bangs, rock a girl.
So to summarise, save on eyebrows, makeup and the hairdresser by tinting your own... buying makeup and skincare from the supermarket, and stretching out your colour appointments by embracing unintentional balayage. And splurge on skin treatments and one hero makeup product of choice. What's next?
So, when it comes to food and beverage, where do you splurge and where do you save?
I splurge with, like, health foods and supplements. Same. And I save... with red wine specials at Dan Murphy's and First Choice. What? Babes.
What do you mean?
Well, like, look, come on. When you go to First Choice and Dan Murphy's, do you not, like, look for the specials?
No, I do. Because I feel like
this 2-4 offers are a vibe of mine.
No, because I feel like this is where I might be different than a lot of people, is that I don't go to bottle shops very regularly because I don't drink at all during the week. Unless I'm going out to dinner with someone or I'm going to someone's house or something. But I don't regularly, like, I go to the grocery store a lot, but I don't regularly go to bottle shops. So when I go to the bottle shop, I'm not looking for bulk savings. I'm just looking for a hit.
Well, look, I'm the same. I'm not, I mean, look, I might drink a couple of nights a week. But if I'm going to get a wine, and I know I could spend $20 on one bottle, or there might be a $16 bottle that's doing like a 2-4-20 offer, whatever, then obviously I'm going to go for that option. But I won't save when it comes to like supplements or health food. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I can level with you here because when it comes to groceries, I wouldn't say I'm a tight ass, but I'm all about that like 2-for-1. So yeah, it's not 2-for-1, sorry, like the 2-for-$11 turkey mint special.
Yes, yes.
All about the big bulk bags of family spinach, all about the cheap cottage cheese. Like my grocery shop, I could actually put it on a map I do like the same route every time I go to the grocery shop because I buy the same things. I know that's what good. Specials are happening when. But when it comes to splurging on groceries and food, I only really splurge when it is health food supplements or bougie treats and desserts. Yeah. So, for example, I could have a field day inside like a Naked Foods because I love like dark chocolate freeze-dried strawberries, dark chocolate carob, all of that like self-serve delicious shit that you can't find. Like the pick and mix. I could spend $300 in there and walk out happy as a clam. But if I spent $300 at Coles, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, fuming.
Whereas you know that if you spent $300 at Coles, you'd be set for all your essentials for a long time. Versus $300 at Naked Foods, you'd be set for treats and bougie dinner parties for like a couple of days.
Yeah, or maybe one.
At most.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's, yeah, it's funny. I'm a bit the same like with food, but we'll see, we get, I get You Foods and Justin gets My Muscle Chef during the week.
Yeah.
So we're very like, we eat what we have.
Do you do that in a budget?
Like I suppose so, but it's more just a convenience. Like working late every night or just time to prepare food. And both of us, like I've got a, you know, gluten intolerance, dairy intolerance, he doesn't. It just makes it easy to have the variety without having to like sacrifice each other's like favorite food groups.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? It just makes it easy. If, you know, if he feels like spaghetti one night and I feel like chicken and greens, then we can eat separately but at the same time. So we do that.
I actually feel like those things were a game changer because I reckon we would do probably 50-50. So 50% of the time, Damon actually introduced me to My Muscle Chef, and 50% of the time, maybe even like 1 week on, 1 week off. So when we're having a really hectic time at work, we will go to Woolies or IGA and just like get bulk Muscle Chefs to have one a night, because also we like different flavors. We put them with different things. And then the other time we will eat my famous turkey bowls, which is like, mine is like turkey mince, spinach, green beans, cottage cheese. His has like rice, avocado, like a few other bits and pieces to give it a bit more flavor. But again, in saying that, it's a very economic shop.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing. It's like for us, like, although it's economic, but it's the same thing. Like when you do eat out and you do have something different other than just your meals, you, it's quite special, isn't it?
Well, also because I think that we do go out a lot on weekends. Like I reckon at least once a week, usually on a Saturday or a Sunday, we'll go out to like a nice bougie dinner somewhere and have like spicy margaritas or apple spritz or like, or something like that. Yeah. But the day-to-day groceries is something I definitely save on.
Which is important.
Yeah. Well, not to everyone, but.
Yeah, but it's the idea to, you know, you want to save on like that big shop or the food that you're eating. Like, but and reduce wastage is what I guess saving.
Yes, but I feel like if Damon didn't have me holding him back, he would buy a lot nicer food. He would buy, like, I remember,
I'm with you,
like, Justin. 2 weeks ago, Shad came over and Damon cooked them dinner. I don't eat red meat, but he cooked them steaks. The steaks alone were like $55 for two pieces of steak. Oh, I can do our whole weekly shop for $60.
No, I wouldn't. Hell no. I get 9 meals for $69 food, mate. I'm not doing that. No, I would. That, but I mean, look, for the meat eaters.
The meat eaters.
So to summarize, save on red wine with specials, 2-for-1 meat trays from the grocery store, and 9 for the price of 8 pre-made meals. And splurge on decadent sweets from the health food aisle, pre-workout in literally every flavour, and spicy margaritas. Okay, let's move on.
Let's talk about health.
Oh dear. What about it?
When I mean health, I mean like gym memberships, your activewear.
Shivers.
Your orthotics, your, you know, we're not young. There are expenses that come with staying fit and healthy.
Oh, wow.
And I'm willing to splurge on them. So, for example, I do not blink an eye at an F45 membership or a Studio Pilates membership or a pair of ASICs, which cost on average $250 a pair, because to me, those are essential things.
Oh.
And I need them in my life.
Hear, hear. So, $155 a week on gym memberships.
You spend that?
Well,
did.
Yes, did-ish.
What do you mean? 100...
Well, two memberships.
For where?
Because it's boutique studios, babe. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I average mine out, it probably would be about that too.
Oh, but it's just, I'm obsessed and I just love it and I love being a part of the community. Oh, so it's a lot.
But worth it.
Worth it.
So are you willing to save somewhere in order to splurge there?
Yes. So I'll save in coffees and do at home. That's $5, $10 a day if you have one or two.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So think about that. You know, that's a saving. Also, no shellac, nails, no pedicures. Doing my eyebrow tints at home. All these little things, ladies, they all add up.
So you can put your money where you actually want it to go.
Yeah.
I think that's quite smart because I was the same and I feel like now it's a slippery slope. I got one SNS manicure for the Triumph shoot that I did 2 weeks ago and now it's grown out and I want another one. I forgot how addictive this was and how I got myself into this mess in the first place.
Shouldn't have.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's too late now. But I'm the same. As well as the gym memberships, then comes with it the pre-workout that you need. I'm addicted to pre-workout, in particular Optimum Nutrition Amino Energy. And it is $40 a tub. And you, like a beautiful angel godsend, delivered me over 3 tubs of it like 2 weeks ago, I think. 2 or 3 weeks ago. I've already gone through a tub in that time. So like just to put it in perspective, one of those tubs probably lasts me 2 weeks max.
I'll get you some more.
No, that's not what I'm getting at here.
We are.
I just mean that is the level I'm at with that stuff that I don't blink an eye at spending a cool like $40 on this bucket of pre-workout. Whereas if that was $40, like where somewhere I'm really tight. Like I'm a tight ass some of the time.
Like I'll go to the petrol station and get $20 worth of fuel in my Mercedes Benz. Like that is tight, babe. I'm like, oh, I'm only traveling 3 days this week. So $20 will do it. Embarrassing.
I do that all the time. I mean, I only have to fill my car probably once a month because I only drive to the gym now in the morning, which is a 7-minute drive from where I live. But yeah, the health thing, also because my feet are so fucked up from ballet and my legs are so fucked up from just life that I have to wear ASICs. And ASICs are not cheap. ASICs are like $250 a shoe.
Worth it.
And I only get about 6 months out of my ASICs because of all of the plyometric jumping and running and stuff that I do. Yeah. So I'm like churning through those things thick and fast.
Maybe you could find them on Marketplace.
No. That is, if there is anything I'm seeing, all right, everyone, tell me, it is not the ASICs.
See these shoes here? They're listed on Marketplace.
Girls,
let's just have a little chat about this, okay? I'm just literally sidetracking the whole chat.
London Rebel?
Okay, I know. Sad. I've worn these shoes once. I've worn these other shoes once. But you know what? They're listed on Marketplace. Time to go.
Aren't London Rebel like $20 a shoe?
Yeah, so I'm selling 2 pairs for $10. They're brand new. I've never worn them. Do you want them, actually? Because you can have them if you want.
No, I don't.
But if you do want them. But this is what I mean. We need to sell our things that we're not using on Marketplace. To make money so that we can afford the pre-workout.
So true, babe. So true.
What do you think?
I love it. It's an inspired idea.
Okay, to summarize this one, save on literally nothing at all. And splurge on orthopedically designed footwear, boutique gym memberships, and magnesium powder and Epsom salts to soothe those aching muscles.
Okay, last thing, because I feel like everyone can attest to this one.
Yeah.
Is entertainment. And when I say entertainment, I mean your Netflix, your Stan, your Disney Plus, your Spotify.
You need all of them.
All of the accounts that you have. Okay. Do you have all of them?
Lockdown can happen at any minute and we need to make sure we have all services do active.
You, okay, but do you have all of them?
Netflix, tick. Stan, tick.
Disney Plus?
Negative.
That's my favorite.
No, we don't have that. YouTube?
Free. Good. Spotify?
I have to have it.
Same. So, Damon and I have Netflix, he pays for. Stan, I pay for. Disney Plus, his parents pay for. Spotify, I pay for mine. He pays for his and his family's. So we have ours kind of split. So there's kind of one person. Because you know how you usually get four logins to one account? So if you have like Netflix, you can have. So he pays for Netflix. We get it. His parents get it. Yeah, his brother gets it. I pay for my Stan. We get it. My sister gets it. My mum gets it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
you
I've can got like, the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You I break have. It out and you figure it out so it's like an average.
Yeah.
It's because they each serve very different purposes. And I feel like on purpose, they all pit against each other for the best shows. So you can't delete one because then the minute you delete it, they're going to put the best show on it.
I'm the same. I've got Netflix and I pay for mine and my Nana and Granddad's account. And then Justin has a Netflix, which for what reason, I have no idea. And then he has Stan, but then I have Nine now. Not that you pay for it, but it's like I like watching the ambulance shows, which he gets scared to watch, so he doesn't like watching that kind of thing. So it's just, it's account after account after account.
Yeah, it never ends. Never ends.
Never ends. And then what about you want to watch a movie that's not on Netflix or Stan or whatever, and then you pay for it through whatever, Apple Movies or
whatever Amazon or something else.
Oh, but how good is it? Because you know what? We're actually saving money because we're not going to the cinemas.
But also, do you kind of miss going to the cinema?
Nope.
You don't?
No way. I used to love Gold Class, but right now I can have the wine I want to drink, the food I want to eat, the pajamas I want to wear.
So true.
The blanket, the TV, the company. The toilet's close. Pause. Are you serious? Why would I want the movies?
I never actually went to Gold Class ever in my whole life. I've never been.
Okay, well, you need
to. If anyone wants to get me a voucher.
You need it. Free. But I guess, like, I remember the movies, like, movie marathons when we were kids, right?
And I saw Mean Girls in a movie marathon. I was only ever allowed to go to one.
Bloody hell,
and it was, movies. Like, Mean Girls, both The Rings. I was terrified.
Like, I remember movie marathons all night at Harbour Town cinemas on the Gold Coast. And I just, it was all night. And you think, as you know, the dates and you're dressing up and you're sitting in the dark. No, let's just sit at home in our pajamas. That's
terrible.
And I know. Make popcorn and have snacks of our own.
Damon and I said this the other day, we've never been to the movies together. Ever. Ever.
I think you need to just do it, just tick the box.
Well, can you Tuesdays even go anymore? I don't even know.
Tuesdays.
Are they even available? Tuesdays. I couldn't tell you.
Cheap Tuesdays.
I mean, with that said, that brings us to the end. But also, did we cover any splurge or save points?
Oh, did we? I'm not sure. I'm a bit confused.
I'm a little bit drunk. So, if you were to leave people with one piece of advice about what to splurge on and what to save on, in a nutshell, what would you say?
I would just say life's short. Spend the money. Don't save and splurge.
So in summary, save on paying for multiple memberships by riding on the coattails of other people's accounts and splurge on committing to paying for one streaming service of choice.
I mean, I would probably say the same.